The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to PNW Prop Stars, the only Seahawks-only gambling show in the multiverse. I'm your host, Clinton Bonner. Come out and give me a follow on Twitter. Although I think if you're watching on YouTube, it probably does say Brandon Schultz now that I think about it. That's A-okay. Who cares? No big deal. I am joined by the rainmaker from Montana himself, Mr. Adam Emberty's checking in. Adam, how are you doing today, bud?
Dude, I'm having a ball, Clinton, Brandon, and it's another great week for me, another win in the books. Though I am still trailing slightly behind Wilson here, I've got some bangers this week for you boys. There is money on the board, and I'm excited to talk about it.
Nice. Bang, bang, Weiner gang. Speaking of the 49ers, Wilson, you're not back. For the folks who are following along at home, you go to Princeton, you live in the Bay Area, you're still out there on the winter break, if you will, and you've got some news, Winston. Winston, did I call you Winston three times? We're off to a banging start. Wilson, you've got some amazing news, so go ahead, Winston. Tell us, what are you doing tomorrow? This is Friday. What's happening Saturday? What are you doing, dude?
Well, I'll be braving the inclement weather and heading down to Levi's, Santa Clara, see the Santa Clara 49ers host the Seahawks in the playoffs. First playoff game for me. Actually, I've not seen a Seahawks game since 2019. I was in town in Seattle for the last regular season game, which was also against the 49ers. So hopefully not a repeat of that result. Yeah, I'm very, very excited to be there tomorrow. Can't wait.
Awesome, dude. That is so freaking cool. Yeah, man. It all, obviously, last week, it all broke the right way. We don't need to revisit it again. However, for 30 seconds, we get the W versus the Rams. Detroit, you know, big balls Campbell does his thing. We had so much fun on the watch party. And folks, if you are not out on youtube.com/Seahawkers podcast and subscribing and liking the videos, and specifically on PNW Prop Stars, if you're not following along, you are leaving money on the table. All of us keep winning. We're up on the year. We're up on the week. It's what we do because we know this team. So let's show off last week's success. Let's see where we at. Share screen. Boom. Here we go. And the crown is back. Right center stage, Alf style. Circle takes the square, the whole thing already. Adam takes it home last week. We are all in the money. However, Adam was more in the money. So Adam, one of these things really puts you over the edge. Why don't you talk about whatever you want to talk about, because you got the crown.
Yeah, no, it's not back. It's just back home. So it's where it belongs here. So that feels nice. But yeah, there's one thing that put me over the top, and that was overtime. Are you kidding me? I got so freaking lucky with that. It's not even funny. There was no skill in that bet other than just being like, divisional game, it might be close. Screw it. That's bet there. Put me over the top. I gained $4 on Wilson here or so. What, 367? So getting closer. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm still about $20 or so out. So my bets will reflect that going forward as I go to take down the young man from Princeton here. Tough day, though, overall. The only bet that I hit on my regular bets was the Matt Gay bet, and that didn't help me at all because Wilson Bogarted.
Wilson Bogarted one of mine as well. As you can see, we both had the Higbee one. I went my typical 2 for 3 on the regular bets, if you will, and to remind the listeners, bet one, bet two, bet three, $10 bets. They have to be that level. Bet four, we call it the Fail Mary, has to be plus 1200 odds or longer to qualify. That's the one that Adam hit. He took one American dollar, turned it to 12 American dollars, because that's how we do. I had a small profit, but I just keep on chugging along. I'm happy to keep on taking my money, watching Seahawks football. Wilson, you had a pretty good day over there as well, though you Bogarted both wins. Anything, any regrets as you went 2 for 3 as opposed to 3 for 4? Or, you know, steady as it goes.
No regrets at all, man. I was happy to get those first two and kind of swung on the third bet, but You know, I'll take that one. I'm not too upset about it. Still up about $25 on the year. So I'm excited to see what Adam has in store to try and close that gap this week.
Yeah, I think we're going to be all coming for it. Remember, the PNW prop star is going to be, yes, Adam's going to, you know, he's out in the lead with as many crowns, the weekly champion, but we all decided as gentlemen, it's really about who has the most money when the clock strikes zero on this Seahawks season. Let's hope it's not after this week, but of course it could be. It could have been after last week, but this train's going to keep on a riding. Thelma and Louise style until we got to go over that edge. So we will see, meaning the show will keep on going on. So if we beat the 49ers, we will be back next week as we play the Eagles. And hopefully we get to see that. All right. So Adam wins it. Good job. He's the champion, which means he's first on the tee box. He has honors. Bet one week. Sheesh. 20, right? Because it's 18 weeks. No, week 19, playoff week one. Adam, what is your first bet? Why are you going there?
All right, I missed it when Wilson said it. What was the official amount of money here that I'm behind?
About 25.
It's $24 and change. Okay. 64 cents.
All right, very good.
69 cents.
So basically, my strategy this week was I want my first down bet, if I hit it, to basically get me there if Wilson has an over. Like, so it's my safest bet, but it still might get me there, right? And I thought it was closer to $20, but I guess it's $24. So won't quite get me there, but it'll be tight. But I love this bet. Boys, there are so many awesome bets on the board this week. This is stealing money. If you just want free money, start betting unders on this game, guys, because I don't know if Vegas didn't notice the monsoon that's coming down there and has been for freaking weeks, but that's a big freaking deal. So my first down bet, Seattle at half. Getting 5.5 points. So they just have to be within better than six. And the total combined score to be under 20.5. And I get +230 for that.
Mm.
And that's my softest bet this week.
Ooh, all right. He's laying it out there early. So that was Seattle at the half, getting 5.5 points. And under 20.5 total for the game, Niners and Seattle +230. So pretty
under 20.5 at half total.
At half, yeah. At half as well. Yep. So a pretty spicy meatball there. But you know, leaning into the idea that the weather is going to be crap and so should be a closer game and should dampen, no pun intended, the overall score. So makes sense. I am up on my first down one. I am going to keep on going back to the well, which is tight ends. I could jack. So the Kittle over under is like 40 some odd yards straight up. You move it up a little bit. Kittle over 50 goes to +136. So I'm going to escalate as I go here, but +136 seems like a pretty, I love Kittle to go over 50 yards. In fact, maybe I should go back and find the 60 because I'm down by that many, but that's my bet. Kittle over 50 yards receiving at a juicy 136. I like those odds.
Sounds right. Pretty good to me.
Yeah. So Wilson, any commentary on the Kittle guy there? And you know, where might you be going? Like, are you protecting the house? Are you going aggressive? Are you going gentle into this good night? What are you doing now that you are $24 and change up on Adam as we maybe head into our last game of the season?
Well, my first down bet is not going to be as risky, but it is following a similar theme. I'm taking the Seahawks simply to cover. It's at 9.5 right now, the spread. The money's actually moving towards the 49ers to cover that. But in a low-scoring game, which I think it's going to be, it's hard to win by a lot of points just because there aren't a lot of points on the board. And it's a divisional matchup. It's the third time these teams are playing each other this year. And they know each other really well. And it's hard to score a lot of points and build a big lead on a team you know really well. I think it's going to be just an absolute rock fight, mud fight considering the conditions. I like the Seahawks to cover 9.5, and it's moved to -105 now. So the money has gone a little bit towards the Niners, but, Seahawks to cover at -105.
All right. You know, pretty simple bet there for the money line, which again, I like all the ideas that it should be close. while people were been talking kind of all week that the bad weather, the inclement weather, should be an equalizer, I agree it ought to be. And then the other hankering part of me is like, well, the Niners run the ball well, and their short game is really good. And those seem to be things you might be able to still execute in no matter the weather. We shall see, though. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not sure I am, is what it boils down to. All right, I am up on second down. I am going straight for this one. I think K9 gets into the end zone this week. It's been a couple of weeks coming. They're paying me plus 150. I think K9 scoots in somewhere in the second quarter, gets this game nice and close, starts to get the nerves going in the Bay Area, and we are celebrating with a K9 touchdown at plus 150. That will then take us over to Wilson. Before we get there, though, Adam, how are you feeling about Wilson's first down bet? Do you think it's tepid? Do you think it's lukewarm? Do you think it's what do you think he's coming out with, man?
Yeah, my first down bet was at half, right? All the point spread and the total at half. They also had a bet that basically had the full point spread and under 40 and a half or so,
yeah,
for the same exact odds. And I almost went with that initially. But the only reason I didn't was because it's a lot harder to build that lead against a divisional opponent and bad weather and all that stuff in only a half rather than an entire game. So I actually do like where Wilson's head's at on this one, because in theory, it should be close. There is a scenario in which it's not, and I'll talk about that when I get to my second down bet.
All right. Sounds good. Good to me, Mr. Wilson. All right. Your second down bet, you are up. What you got, and why are you going there, dude?
Well, I got to go for the plus odds here. If Adam's going to swing for it, I want to match him a little bit. So I got, there's just a lot of beautiful props available this week. In the playoffs, they just really opened the book on DraftKings. And I was enticed by the defense special teams props. Now the pass rush has not been great this year. It's been not amazing. It's middle of the pack, but they've been picking things up in recent weeks. And frankly, this is a little bit of a homer bet, right? We need the pass rush to get going if the Seahawks are going to have any chance in this game, because if Purdy can just sit back there, he's going to toast us up all day, because just about any quarterback can with those kind of playmakers in the offense. So for that reason, I like Uchenna Nwosu to get over 0.75 sacks, and that's paying 215 plus 215, if you can believe that. I was shocked to see that number. He's just got to get back there once. And I really, really want him to. I think he's our best pass rusher. So yeah, that one was a pretty easy one for me to hit. I wish they had these sack bets available every week. I probably would have lost a lot of money on them. So
it was kind of interesting to me too, because I was like, ooh, like first things first was there was a lot of bets available like Tuesday. There was like all sorts of bets like ready to rock and roll. I'm like, all right, I get it. There's less games, but there was tons of bets ready to rock and roll by Tuesday. And then we've talked about in the Discord, for the Seahawkers podcast, just $3 a month, folks, and you're in the Discord. We got some friends over in the UK who play along in the PNW Prop Stars channel, and they always get these exotic bets. They get to play these defensive props. So it was kind of neat to see that. The interesting part for me too is that they put it at over 3/4 of a sack, which means to me they're not going PFF style. So if you end up with a half sack, that seems to me like you can get a half sack in the gambling world. But I'm not sure if we absolutely have, I would imagine you wouldn't have 0.75. There'd be no reason for that if there wasn't the availability of a half sack being recorded. Is that how you take it, too, Wilson?
Yeah. Definitely.
Gotcha. Because we all, if you guys know the PFF stats are just like half sack is a sack. Sack is a full sack. They count it that way. So, but the gambling gods do not. Adam, what you got, dude?
Well, just to comment on Wilson's here a little bit, that was my backup bet. Nwosu at 0.75, because at those odds, I think that's tasty. All it takes is Purdy to fall down once and, Nwosu to be the first guy there to put a hand on him, right?
Out in the mud.
You know, pirouettes the wrong direction, that sort of thing. It's interesting because you could have got the same exact bet and odds for Daryl Taylor, and I didn't like that one nearly as much just because he's a speed guy in a muddy field. I wanted the power rusher, and so I like the bet. I like that one a lot, but I like this one better, Clinton. I like this one better because I do think this is going to be a close game and all that stuff. The weather is an equalizer and that sort of thing. There's one scenario in which that doesn't happen, and that's when one team just can't hold on to the football and it just goes wacky. in these bad weather games. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be more of the, you know, rock fight, you know, slug it out, seen each other three times in a row, all that stuff, monsoon. So I am going with the total point spread or total points scored to be under 32.5. And I get plus 313 for that juicy little tidbit there, boys. And here's the thing. They played twice this year. You know how many points they've scored total in the last two games, each game?
34 and 27.
34 and 34. 34 and also 34. Oh, 34
was the first one. Yeah.
Yep. So they score 34 points every time they play this year. And I am pretty damn sure that the weather is going to be more than a field goal difference. That's in good conditions. So I think it's almost a dead lock that it's under 32.5. And again, massive odds for me to take the total crown.
And that's paying again, 313. Was that right?
313.
313. What a curious number there. All right. So we got lots of threes there. That means we must be going to third down. That means we must be going to the Wilson 300. Wilson, you are up. Are you sticking to your guns? Do you have a Wilson 300, you know, in the holster for us, you know, cocked and ready? And if so, what is it, dude?
Well, I'm doubling it up. It's a Wilson 600 this week. The Wilson 700 didn't work out last week,
careful,
but we got to go spicy. We got to go spicy. Here's the deal. I think this could be one of those playoff games where the road team gets off to a fast start. Conditions are difficult. Seahawks offense has struggled against 49ers this year. Frankly, I'm not one to do this, but this is just a bet that I want to hit because I want to see it happen, because I want the Seahawks to get off to a fast start and win this game. So this is, I just took one of the quick single game parlays that DraftKings cooks up for you to, you know, steal some money from you. And it's a 3-leg parlay. Seahawks got to score more than 1.5 touchdowns. They got to score a touchdown in the first quarter. It's over 0.5 first quarter touchdowns for the Seahawks.
Okay.
And they got to win the first quarter. And that's plus 600. Just betting on them getting off to a hot start. That's pretty much it. Go Hawks.
I love it. Go Hawks. All right. So Wilson is, you know, it may be some hubris here, Adam. It may be some homerism coming through that, you know, is Achilles flying a little too close to the sun is what I'm wondering, Adam. What do you think about these bets that are really leaning on the Seahawks to maybe even overperform to carry Wilson here? What are your thoughts?
A bet at plus 600. What a
catfish.
Look, this is what I did for my third down bet. Because I subscribe to the exact same theory as Wilson here. I'm betting for what I wish happens. I want to bet on my team. If this is our last week, then great. But I'm going big. This is my big haymaker right here. Seattle to win straight up money line. And total score to be under 41.5, which is a freaking lock. There's no way it goes over 41.5. I get plus 700 for that. And that's what I'm going for. That's the Adam 700, not the Wilson 700. And so it's going to be much more effective.
It has to be. That's just math, right? So by that logic, fellas, let me just tell you, like, I can't go down without swinging either. I think we're all feeling the potential pressure that this might be. It could be. Hopefully not, but it could be our last rodeo for the season. So, you know, if it's shot down in a blaze of glory, then so what? Cue up the Bon Jovi. Let's rock and roll. Let's get our pistols firing here, right? And for my third down bet, it's plus 750. So, you know, just take that.
Whip it out, Clint. Yeah, okay.
Careful. I'm depending on some touchdowns here. I got a K9 touchdown. Cool. In the end zone. Kittle, touchdown in the end zone. And then Kittle over 49.5 yards receiving. So I'm starting to just compiling some of my bets. In fact, that is a straight compilation from first and second down, gets me to plus 750. So the thing is, if I'm winning, I'm winning. If this hits, I hit my other two. And if you boys stumble, you might fall. And I might be sneaking up, you know, as we came around the bend there and the dude's sitting back big there in third
dreams,
place.
Big dreams on third down right now.
Gotta go, right? Hey, I'm already in the, what I wanted to be was in the money for the year. I've already if we lose this week, I've locked that up. If we win this week and I lose $31, then I could just be real passive next week and take some easy squeezy ones. So I retain my pride right now. Pride on the line, plus 750. That's a third down bet. All right, we are back to the top, which means Adam, you get back to the honors. The fail Mary is all yours. Quick reminder, a $1 scratcher, our Sunday rubber, if you will, at plus 1200 or longer odds. Something tells me we might be celebrating way past plus 1200. It's a big week. Adam, what you got?
Ooh, I did have one that was way past 1200, but I went with one that's plus 1400.
Pretty good. Look,
all of my bets this week are all kind of team centric and team oriented, because I think in a slop game, trying to guess who's going to have great individual performances is really, really difficult.
Tough.
It changes the whole dynamic, everything. And I think some people aren't realizing here. I was just down there a couple weeks ago. And I mean, Wilson's down there right now, right? But it was freaking wet and sloppy 2-3 weeks ago when all of this rain first started coming. And it's one thing if it pours buckets just on game day. It's another if it's been pouring buckets for weeks at a time. Like that field is a garbage field. It's not going to be in good condition. So again, going with team centric bets, I've got the 49ers leading at half, but Seahawks to win the best half, the second half, and that's plus 1400.
Oh,
love it.
And can you win the game in the first half?
No. And that's a bet on the Seahawks playing a very Seahawky game, right? Little bit of a slow start, get down a little bit early, come back and win it in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's all Pete Carroll. That's exactly what this team is.
Yeah. This much like, was it last week or 2 weeks ago where I was like, hey, I'd give up all my bets if Wilson hits his money line. I think that might've been the Rams one, or the Jets one. I was like, I'd give it all up because this is for fun and for glory. But we need to win. We need to win. So I will give up. I'll say it right now. I will sacrifice to the gambling gods all of my bets if Adam's fail Mary can come true, because that would be one heck of a surprise and one heck of a celebration. All right, I am going to keep on keeping on. Sometimes you got to enjoy a good compilation, whether that's an album, whether you're surfing nefarious websites. That's up to you. What you do in your own time as adults. And I'm going to keep on compiling these numbers here. You've been hearing lots of canine, lots of Kittle. So my fail Mary comes in at an even plus 2K. We're talking under 42.5 for the game, which I'm also on the under train. San Francisco under 26.5 points on the game. Cool. K9 touchdown, Kittle touchdown, plus 2000. So let's get those unders rocking. Let's get the guys in the end zone that should get in the end zone. And I would like to take an American dollar and make it 20 American dollars. I want that crown, boys. I want that crown. Let's go.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm also, like Adam, I'm cooking a Seahawks victory into my fail Mary. Based on the way the national media is talking about this game, you might think you'd just be able to take Seahawks money line and get that 1200. Well, you can't. It's plus 360, so I had to add something else to this. And so I decided to add, well, what do the Seahawks need to happen to win this game? And K9's going to have to be dominant. I think this is going to have to be the game where K9... maybe the best game of his career so far. I know it's probably hard to beat that Chargers game flipping off the lady in the end zone. Mm-hmm. I have tickets pretty high up, but they're in the end zone for this game. And I would love to see K9 flip off the person in front of me when he scores his second touchdown of the game. That's right. I've added in Seahawks money line and then Kenneth Walker, two or more touchdowns. And that gives me plus 2200 odds. It has to happen if we're going to win. I think K9, oddly enough, he can have games where he racks up a lot of yardage, but doesn't necessarily get in the end zone. That's not happening in this game. He's getting in there twice, and the Seahawks win 14-13 off of those two touchdowns.
Oh, man. Again, I will celebrate this entire collection if you boys hit your money lines. It will all matter for naught, because it will all matter for real, which will be so, so much fun. All right, so let's quickly try and recap this. So we got Adam, who started this thing with Seattle at the half, getting 5.5, and a total for Seahawks, I think it was under... oh, total score at half, under 20.5 at plus 230 to start things out. He takes second down with an under 32.5 And he called out the metrics here. Both games so far ended at 34, throwing some crappy weather. Under 32.5 brings Adam a spicy plus 313. Then he's got Seattle to win. Under 41.5, was that right? 41.5,
yeah.
I think it was. Yep, because sometimes the same game parlay twitches things a little bit. Plus 700. Then his fail Mary. 49ers winning at the half, but you can't win a game in the first half or the first quarter, second quarter. Come the end of the fourth quarter or OT, Seattle's victorious for the plus 1400. What a crop that is. What a lineup. Love it. All right. Myself, I got Kittle over 50 yards receiving, plus 136. That's the one I'm most confident about. If you've been watching the show, I've been riding opposing tight ends pretty much all year. Last week, I checked my stats that Wilson, you had put together, and I think I was, I want to say 13 of 15 on first downs on the year. Then I'm like, why can't I do more first? What's wrong with me? Why can't I do more first downs? So 13 of 15 on first downs that I hit last week as well. So pretty happy about that. Then I got K9 with the touchdown. I just checked, it actually bumped to plus 155. So yes, I will take the updated standings, plus 155.
Then will you now?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Hey,
yeah. All right.
I checked it earlier in the week.
Okay. All right.
Check the tape. Last week we went the opposite way when it was to our detriment, but it was the right thing to do. The numbers have moved to the favor, so I will take the favor. Then K9 touchdown, Kittle touchdown, and oh, what did I have? Kittle over 49.5 yards receiving, and that gets me to plus 750 for my third down bet, the strongest third down bet we have, or the most aggressive. Finally, K9 touchdown, Kittle touchdown, San Fran under total game under 42.5, San Fran under 26.5 total points for plus 2000. One more, we got Wilson. Simple to begin. Getting 9.5 points, Seattle at minus 105. So Seattle just getting almost 10 at minus 105 to start things out. The one I think I like the most, Nwosu, to get over 3/4 of a sack, but playing 215. Hey, down goes Purdy. Let's go. Down goes Purdy around the edge against McGlinchey. Let's go, Nwosu. Love that at plus 215. Finally, Seahawks. Well, not finally, third down. Seahawks over 1.5 touchdowns as a team. A quarter one touchdown and winning the first quarter gets Wilson to plus 600. Careful, very spicy. And finally, he's got a fail Mary with, oh, I got K9 with two touchdowns and a Seahawks victory money line plus 2200. So, boys, I think the Dan Campbell got in us. I think that's this. Is this the Dan Campbell effect? Is this what this is? Adam, how are you feeling with all this, these big numbers flying around, dude?
Plus.
Oh, wait, take it again. You just got cut out, dude. Dude. I call them boots.
There we go. How about that? All right. So plus 230, plus 313, plus 700. That's me reaching up and trying to bite off Wilson's proverbial kneecaps. Yeah, I got a little Campbell in me.
I think we all do. Wilson, how you feeling? You're in the lead. I can appreciate that you didn't just tuck and run. You knew we'd come, you know, guns ablaze and Navajo eat Navajo style. Here we are. So is it just, hey, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly and go down swinging?
That's it exactly. Hey, I'm not one to rest on my lead. I want to hit these big bets just as much as anyone else. So let's go.
Yeah. And I have to climb
Wilson. I think Wilson needs to be our defensive coordinator. He's not going to play soft zone and prevent all the time. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. We're getting down to like 2 minutes to go in the game. He's up four. Right. But you got the ball and he's like, no. Yeah.
I'm
the
cover zero blitz. He's coming.
That is it all day. Didn't the Jets do that at the end of
the
last
Jets
year?
Against the Raiders.
Right. That was the best. Oh, that's the best. Anytime we could bring it back to the Jets being a stupid organization, I'm going to keep on smiling. The fact that we beat the Jets, we beat the Rams, the Lions did their share, and we find ourselves against our biggest, most hated rivals. The fact that you're going to the game, Wilson, the fact that we are able to wait, we're recording this on Friday, and now I'm starting to get the goosebumps that this game is tomorrow. Tomorrow, we get to watch Seahawks playoffs against a hated rival. So, fellas, I am as fired up as it gets. Last parting shots. Wilson, why don't you go first before we hand it to Adam to close us out?
I got two things. Number one, I got a Jerry Rice Seahawks jersey that I'll be putting on in about 24 hours for this game.
Classic.
If I don't make it back to next week's show, you know what happened to me. So I'm going to just try and stay safe in the parking lot out there. Second thing, the last time the Seahawks and 49ers played in the postseason. Do you guys remember this game? I sure remember this game. It was 2013, or it was the 2013 season. It might have been 2014, actually, 9 years ago. And a player named Richard Sherman made a pretty good play in the end zone. I don't know if you guys remember that one. So I'm going to carry that energy into this game. Would love another end zone interception in the game. Maybe Diggs this time, maybe Woolen, interception leader in the NFL. So yeah, that's my parting shot this week.
Love it. All right, Adam, what you got to carry us out, dude?
I'm into it. I love everything Wilson just had to say about the history and going into this. I love the Jerry Rice Seahawks jersey. Yeah, I know Brandon will be a huge fan of that. I am quite confident that Wilson is our good luck charm this week, and having him in the stands, this is going to be a Seahawks victory, baby. Shouldn't be, but it's going to happen. I can't wait to watch the Riders go packing and we continue this magical season. I'm into it. Let's do it. Let's go.
All right, folks. And with that,
there's only one thing left to say.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.